an interim statement. Before proceeding any further, I would like to mention in passing that I began this treatise in June 1925 at Qadian. I wrote the first part during that summer at Mansouri, where I had to go on medical advice. When I returned to Qadian, I wrote the remaining part in late 1925 and 1926. Because of certain circumstances, the burden of new responsibilities, the treatise remained incomplete till now, i.e. October 1927. It has occurred to me, and some of my friends have also suggested, that whatever portion has been written down should be published without awaiting its completion. I will therefore conclude the current discussion on the logical arguments about the existence of God in the next few pages and hand over the manuscript to the publisher. I pray to God that this book may be instrumental in guiding and reforming the people, and that he may grant me the good fortune of completing the book. Amen. I had actually intended to address all the questions pertaining to the being and attributes of God, the Holy, including the logical arguments and testimonies for his existence, his attributes, the benefits and means of establishing a relationship with him, and the distinguishing features of such a relationship. However, as readers might have noticed, I have not yet completed even the first part of the first question pertaining to logical arguments. Regrettably, of the five questions, not even half of the first has been dealt with, leaving the more important and essential part of the discussion untouched. I present to the readers that which has been written and pray to God for the remainder. If he so wills, he may make this much conducive for the guidance of people. Belief in God stops one from committing evil. The second major advantage of belief in God that benefits the entire world is that it stops one from committing evil acts. By and large, one refrains from sin and crime for three reasons. First, one might believe that by not committing evil one would gain some benefits or reward. Second, one might fear the consequences or punishment as a result of committing some evil act. Third, because of one's enhanced knowledge and insight, one refrains from evil for the sake of it being evil. There are no other factors stopping one from sin and crime. Out of the three factors, the third relates to the select few, and the common people are not influenced by it. Though a believer has an edge over a non-believer in benefiting from the third, belief in God obviously also plays a major role in the other two factors. Whoever believes in God also believes that evil deeds will displease God, with the consequent suffering and punishment, and abstaining from evil will please God, with consequent benefits and rewards. Thus, a person who really believes in God is more secure from sin than others. It is impossible for one believing in God to daringly commit evil. On the contrary, the more one advances in perfection of his belief, the further he distances himself from sin and crime and disdains them. Moreover, belief in God stops one from evil also because a believer regards God as omnipresent and knower of unseen. Therefore, if a person possesses true faith which is not pretentious or merely inherited, then the idea that God is watching over him will stop him from evil deeds. Indeed, it is not possible that every person is watched by a policeman all the time. That is why even the most powerful and strict governments have not been able to fully eradicate crime. It is only belief in God that can vigilantly guard over every heart all the time. One who earnestly believes in God cannot boldly embark on sin. Indeed, if such a person happens to commit a sin inadvertently, his faith will make him remorseful and will urge him to remain vigilant in the future. Therefore, belief in God is a definite and certain way to stop sin and crime, which is a great benefit the world can gain and indeed has always gained from it. One may point out that those who believe in God also commit sin. Indeed, some of them do so at times. If looked carefully, these are the people who are weak and less committed to their faith. Their faith is based on the family they are born in, and they have not cultivated the true spirit of faith. By and large, those who truly believe are definitely more protected from sin. Even if on occasion they stumble, this tends to be only a temporary phase, and they promptly recover and become vigilant. This is further evidence that belief in God deters one from sin. Otherwise, what could explain why those with strong faith shun evil more frequently than those with weak faith? If all else is equal, it is seen the more that people advance in their faith and understanding, the more they are free of sin. Thus, this is an undeniable reality, proven throughout the ages, that a true faith in God is an effective means of eliminating sin from this world. This discussion can be elaborated further, but because of the constraints of time and space, I would be content with this much only. Belief in God promotes good. The third major benefit of belief in God is that it inspires people to do good deeds. This can be established by similar arguments as mentioned above. For the sake of brevity, I shall not elaborate further.